You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and of course, you can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, I'm really excited for this one. We're going to talk about how women and teenagers in Africa, particularly in Nigeria, are using WordPress to thrive. And joining us for that conversation from How Do You Tech, I'd like to welcome to Press This, Mary Jobe. Mary, welcome to Press This.
Hi, baby. Thank you for having me on this show. I'm so excited to be here too.
I was wondering if you could tell us your WordPress origin story. When was the first time you used WordPress?
Okay, great. So the first time I used WordPress, I was in 2012. It's actually on my WordPress.org profile. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm just trying to write. You know, I was just trying to blog then. I was like, this software is complicated. I think I better find something else. And then I went to UpPages and Blogspot, yeah, Blogger. The blog is still there for sentimental reasons. But I discovered WordPress again in 2015 during my internship in Ghana for my master's program. And I remember my uncle telling me, oh, but our site, it's an NGO that I volunteered for. Like, our site is built on WordPress. I'm like, really? You could use WordPress to build a site? I didn't know that. I thought you could only use WordPress to blog. I didn't realize you could use it to build a site. So I delved right in and I was like fascinated, like, wow, oh my God, why didn't I take the time to actually learn how this works the first time I discovered it? Maybe I would have been a deep developer or designer by then. But that's how I got into WordPress. That's how I discovered WordPress, and I have not looked back ever since.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary.
It was fun, but thank you for having me on the show.
Like to welcome to the show, Mr. John Henshaw. John, welcome to Press This.
Hey, thanks for having me, David.
You know, you and I have engaged quite a bit on social around this question of performance. You know, I know you blog a lot about it on Koi Wolf, which we'll talk about here in a minute. But for the listeners, we're going to really be talking about today is, you know, John's thoughts on where you should focus on performance optimization and some kind of tips and tricks along the way from his view about how you can deliver a better experience through performance for your customers. I always say performance is not a vanity metric, it's a growth metric. The faster your website is, the more it converts. So that's what I want to focus on this topic today. John, I'm curious, what is your WordPress origin story? How did you first get started using WordPress?
Well, I used to use, I think it was called TextPattern. It was a CMS just years ago that unfortunately just was never really updated. but I really liked it at the time because it was just very minimal and it was really fast. And this is before I think, you know, Google was even saying they cared about speed and performance, that type of stuff. I just always cared about having something that was lean and fast, because I think everybody can agree that they would prefer to use a website that is quick and snappy and they can actually focus on the content as opposed to sit there and wait for something to load. Unfortunately, that didn't ever grow. That particular CMS just kind of never really went anywhere. And in between that time, that's when WordPress really started to, I guess, grow. I mean, it just kind of took off. And I think I remember at the time, I didn't really care for it, but then it was just, you know, so many iterations later, I went and looked at WordPress again, and I was kind of like, oh, this is awesome. Like, this kind of has everything you need. This is better than anything that's out there. And of course, I love the open source aspect of it, which is I could download it and install it anywhere. And it worked, you know, pretty much perfectly out of the box. If you were running LAMP, you know, if you had PHP and Apache, and, you know, I think in the case of WP Engine, it's Nginx and Apache.
John, I wish we had more time to dig in, and you've got a wealth of knowledge on all these topics. I just wanted to thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a fun conversation.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
For maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at clevertap.com. That's clevertap.com.
Miami is more than beaches, palm trees, and fun in the sun. It's home every year to the Miami Book Fair, celebrating its 39th year of hosting authors and readers from around the world, November 13th through the 20th. Join us in downtown Miami at the Wolfson campus of Miami-Dade College. Connect with over 500 authors reading from their books in English, Spanish, French, and Creole, answering questions and signing hard copies. The 2022 edition of the Miami Book Fair welcomes everyone of all ages to come together, meet and make new friends, exchange ideas, and discover one's next favorite author. Let's explore, discover, and learn together. Featured authors will include award-winning novelists Anthony Horowitz, Ben Mesrich, Craig Johnson, Danny Shapiro, Elena Shapiro, Jimmy Attenberg, poet Sandra Cisneros, and authors writing about the trending topics of the day: Lisa Genova, Jerry Stahl, Marie Brenner, Mark Kurlansky, Samantha Cole, Stacy Schiff, Katie Tour, and many others. For more information, please visit MiamiBookFair.com. Follow the fair at Miami Book Fair and join the conversation hashtag Miami Book Fair 2022.
I'd like to first start by welcoming to Press This the founder of Delicious Brains, Brad Tunar. From the other side of the transaction, I'd like to welcome the founder of WP Engine, Mr. Jason Cohen. So Brad, I'm going to start with you. I ask this question of every guest of Press This, which you would know if you listen, and that is to briefly tell me your WordPress origin story. When was the first time you used WordPress?
You got to go back a ways. gather around, kids. I'll tell you a story. So back in 2004, I was looking for a CMS for my website, and I found WordPress and set it up. And my first blog post on my site is just remarking on how great WordPress is, actually. So That was the start of it. Kind of tinkered with themes and eventually plugins. Published my first plugin 2007. And just, you know, just on my own site. I don't even think I knew about WordPress.org.
What kind of site was it, by the way?
Just a blog, really. Just, okay. Yeah, this was, I mean, again, this is like before Facebook and Twitter. This is how you like published to the world, right? Like when you wanted to tell them what you were, you know, had what you had for breakfast. So that was basically what it was. I've since like pruned that site because it had a lot of embarrassing stuff on it. So I've removed that. Yeah. And then kind of just, you know, it went from there, you know, ended up working at an agency, in Vancouver in 2008 and, ended up building sites in WordPress professionally, and with some, on some pretty big projects, for pretty big clients. And then I gave my first talk at a WordCamp, that same year. It was WordCamp Vancouver, which was like a subset of BarCamp Vancouver. Like WordCamp wasn't even its own thing yet. and then from there, just, you know, WordPress core contributions, worked as a contractor, and then started this product business, and the rest is kind of history. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've heard so many similar stories over the years asking these questions. And that's amazing to hear. 2004. So this would have been just a year after WordPress was created. So you definitely go way back. That's awesome. And I think your contributions to WordPress definitely speak for themselves. All right, Jason, same question for you. Briefly tell me your WordPress origin story.
See how you say the word briefly to make sure I didn't go on for 18 minutes?
I say that to every guest.
Oh, yeah.
But Brad was pretty good. He was pretty succinct. He covered a lot of time, sure. But he got right to it.
So does this count as my time? I started blogging in 2006. Exactly as Brad said, it was the cool stuff before social media and even mobile phones and so forth. And that was exciting. Then in 2000, let's say around 2010 or so, it finally gotten popular. I don't know. At the time, RSS subscribers was often how you measured whether you had whether you were popular. So I don't know. I had like 50,000 RSS subscribers or something. And I would get on the front page of Hacker News most weeks when I would post, because I wrote about startups and marketing and stuff like that, which is good fodder for Hacker News. And then the site would crash. And I was running my own server with WordPress, and it wasn't badly set up, but it's not easy to set up when you get 15, 20 hits per second, which is about at that time what you would get when you got on the front page of Hacker News. So I'd talk to other bloggers and say, hey, how do you keep WordPress up when you get a bunch of traffic? And they're like, yeah, I don't know, but if you find something, tell me, because I need that. And so it turned into sort of proper product discovery, spoke to 40 or 50 people. That took 3 or 4 months. And it turned out that you could charge 10 times as much as people were paying shared hosting services like GoDaddy. You could charge $50 a month instead of $5 a month if you made WordPress fast and scalable and secure. And if tech support was really good and answered questions about WordPress, and not just answering questions about the server, like the server's up, the internet's up, so we're done. Actually support WordPress. So that's the origin of WP Engine 12 years ago. And now we have almost 200,000 customers who also feel that way.
Jason, thank you for joining the interview today. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. And then Brad, thank you so much for joining as well. This was incredibly enlightening.
Thanks for having me on, David. It's my pleasure.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
And joining us for that conversation from Digital Cube, I'd like to welcome Rachel Winchester to Press This. Rachel, welcome.
Hi, David. Thanks for having me.
Rachel, I'm going to ask you, though, the same first question I ask every guest. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story? When was the first time you used WordPress?
Sure. So the first time I used WordPress was right after college. I had a website idea that I wanted to pursue. And a friend of mine who knew more about computers just drove me in the direction of WordPress. So in that year after college, I built my first WordPress site. And of course it was art related.
Oh, I was gonna ask you, like, what kind of site was it?
Yeah, because I studied art history in college. So this idea I had was very related to art. And then after college, when I had more time, I decided to finally build the site. But it wasn't until maybe a year later that I got active in the WordPress community. I wanted to learn more about the platform that I was using for that site and some other website ideas that I had in mind, just as a hobby. So I started going to meetups to learn more about the platform and meet more people in the community.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I was excited to talk about this topic.
Joining us is Rachel Gogos of Brand ID, of The Brand ID, and Chris Badgett of Lifter LMS. Rachel, welcome to the show.
Thanks, David. So nice to be here.
Glad to have you. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Great to be here. Thanks, David.
So to kick us off, Rachel, I guess we'll go with you first. Could you quickly tell me your WordPress origin story?
Sure. So back in 2007, I decided to launch a web-based business, and my expertise is actually in personal branding and business strategy. So I connected with a former business partner of mine who is an amazing graphic designer and had also taught himself how to use WordPress, and we paired our skills and started building really simple websites for people that needed business websites or personal branded websites.
Excellent. And then Chris, what's your WordPress origin story?
The quick version of this is it started in Alaska. I used to live up there for a decade. I used to run sled dogs up there, and I managed a helicopter supported dog sled tour business on a glacier. In that period of my life, I got really into leadership and management. So I started blogging about that. I had a website called OutdoorTribe.com. It doesn't exist anymore, but that was my first foray into WordPress in 2008. From there, I started teaching other people how to use WordPress. Then I started getting clients. I became a freelancer. Then I created an agency. And then I merged my agency with another company. And we did WordPress sites for clients. Ended up focusing in the LMS and membership site niche. And through all that, the product Lifter LMS was born.
Chris, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much, David. It's been awesome.
Awesome. And Rachel, thank you as well.
You're welcome. Really appreciate being on here.
She's one of the world's leading experts on video captions. Meryl's first encounter with captions came in 1983 when she received a closed caption decoder. Because she depends on captions to follow the video, she has seen the best and the worst of captions. Fast forward decades later, and Meryl's digital marketing career has come in handy in educating people about captioning video calls, the benefits of captioning videos, and then doing all of that well. And so we're super excited for her to be here. And Meryl, to kick us off, I want to ask you the same question I ask all of my guests. Could you briefly tell me your WordPress origin story?
I dove into blogging very early on as my first blog went live in 2000. Between 2000 and 2003, I used 3 different blogging applications. In 2003, I came across WordPress with friends who were influential bloggers. The first version I installed was version 0.7. Who knew that I'd stick with it all these years later after changing 3 times in the first 3 years? And who knew WordPress was going to become the giant it is today? And I was fortunate to have the opportunity to interview Matt Mullenweg way back in 2004.
Wow, that's incredible. I think this is the first time in Press This history where someone's WordPress origin story was 0.7, the very first version of WordPress. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.